So I'm ready to hand over to Vivek then for paper one.
Hello, yes, thanks Anne, and hello everyone. This session is about the tagging of comparative information reported in accordance with the superseded IFRS standard when the new IFRS standard becomes effective. We have divided this session into two topics. First, we'll discuss about the comparative information that is reported in accordance with the superseded standard. And second topic is about changing our policy to retain the elements of superseded IFRS standard. We will discuss this second topic only if ITCG members disagrees with our proposal in first topic. First topic. Under the cumulative catch-up transition approach and prospective transition approach, entities are not required to restate comparative financial information as per new IFRS standard. Instead, they are permitted to report the comparative information in accordance with the superseded IFRS standard. For example, an entity applied the cumulative catch-up transition approach for transition to IFRS 16, that is the new leases standard, from IAS 17, that is the superseded leases standard. The comparative information is not restated as per the IFRS 16. Instead, the comparative information is recognized, measured, and reported in accordance with IAS 17. Our existing policy is to deprecate the elements of the superseded IFRS standard when the new IFRS standard becomes effective. For example, elements relating to IAS 17 were deprecated when the IFRS 16 became effective on 1st of January 2019. So when the comparative information is not restated, companies use different approaches to tag it, like using elements of the superseded standard, or creating extensions, or using the elements of the new standard. In our view, the correct approach is the option one, that is using elements of the superseded standard, because it highlights the user that the comparative information is as per the superseded standard only, and therefore cannot be compared with the current year information. But the risk with our existing policy of deprecating elements is that it may be seen as we encourage the preparers to use tagging approach two or three. We think we can mitigate this risk using one of these options. Option one is to provide guidance to use the previous version of the taxonomy to tag the non-restated comparative information. Or option two, change the policy of deprecation of elements of superseded standard. Option two would require these changes to the existing IFRS taxonomy policy. First, not to deprecate the elements of superseded standard as soon as the new standard permit, when the new standard permit the comparative information to be reported as per the superseded standard. And second, retain these elements for 2 years after the new standard becomes effective. We would apply this new policy prospectively, that is only for those new or amended standards which are effective on or after 1st of January 2020, because we think that this change in policy for the old standards may not be of significant use. There are two disadvantages of option two, with the main disadvantage being the risk of wrong tagging. Since the elements of the superseded standard would not be deprecated, there is a risk that preparers may continue to use those elements even for the current year. Therefore, we propose to provide additional guidance only, that is our option one. So first question for today's meeting, do you agree with our proposal to provide guidance only? If not, what would you suggest and why?
Lewis, would you like to come in with your comments, please?
Thank you. I have a couple of questions and related comments. So first, when are the deprecated elements actually removed? Are they ever removed? Or do they just continue to just accumulate over time? Are they ever actually removed as an available element for use?
So when they are deprecated, they are just moved into a separate schema file and they are continued there forever.
They are so they not stay there forever, right?
Yes.
So how do those, how are those deprecated elements available for use going forward? Are they, repackaged every, with every new version of the taxonomy, they're included with the new taxonomy? Or they're simply in this separate schema that you're able to reference with the separate import. If my question makes sense?
Yes, question makes sense. Vladik, do you want to add? So my understanding is we have a complete package of the taxonomy files. We have the entry point for full IFRS. We have an entry point for different like SME taxonomy, and we have a separate entry point for deprecated entry point for deprecated.
Yes. To answer Louis' question, those deprecated elements will be repackaged and provided in a separate schema for upcoming annual taxonomy.
So it's repackaged with each release?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they continue to be available in this deprecated schema?
Yes.
All right. So my comments, so, to be completely transparent about this and to understand my perspective, this is not the way that we do it with the US GAAP taxonomy. So I've obviously got that built-in bias with my comments, but I struggle a little bit with the idea that the suggestion is that filers are encouraged to use deprecated elements when the guidance, the fact that they are deprecated is saying that they shouldn't be used. And at the same time, a deprecated element is permitted by the new accounting standard. The new accounting standard is explicitly has a provision where you're doing your comparatives and you need those prior element. So it's a little bit contradictory and seems somewhat inconsistent. I also struggle with the idea that filers may mistag, which I'm not, they may use deprecated elements when they shouldn't, if the elements aren't there, they might extend or whatever. The reality is you include the IFRS 16 elements and the, when IFRS 16 can be applied. So not when effective, but when it can be applied. So if there's an early adoption period, which I would agree with, but you still have IAS 17 elements in the taxonomy. So while this conversation is mostly about after the effective date of a new accounting standard, you also have the same situation existing prior to the effective date of the new accounting standard, and both elements are in the taxonomy. And so, and at that point, nothing is identified as deprecated. And so there's an opportunity for mistagging there as well. So you've got it on the front end, but you're trying to prevent it on the back end. And I would suggest that an approach, a more consistent approach, is needed to really address that issue, through that whole transition process as the new standard becomes, the standard for all reporting. And the other issue is, at least in the US, and Mike or Julie would probably be better to speak to this, but it's if I'm looking at the EGGR filer manual, there's a rule in there that at a minimum discourages the use of deprecated elements. And I know as well that the XBRL US Data Quality Committee has a validation check, which obviously could be, all those things can be accommodated or adjusted for, but they as well are trying to, they're testing for deprecated element usage and saying, you know, it's something you shouldn't be doing. Of course, it's very, you know, focused on the SEC requirements, but at the end of the day, that would be something that would have to be addressed. So from my perspective, option two is the approach that would be more consistent to what needs to be in the taxonomy. Those deprecated elements are permitted by the new accounting standard, and in fact required if the filer chooses the appropriate options. And it seems to me it should be available as such in the taxonomy with appropriate notation. Those are my comments.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Lewis. We're going to hear from Daisuke now.
Yes. I want to make sure about option one. So if this approach, the preparer imports, does the preparer import the previous taxonomy, and they can't use the current tag on the new standard, right? So if so, so the preparer have to make create a tag of the new standards IFR taxonomy. So I think it's a, if so, it's not good for the expired data, because the expired taxonomy should use the current taxonomy for the preparers. And in this case, the some preparer have to use some previous taxonomy, not current taxonomy.
Yes, so in our proposal, yes, they have to use two different versions of the taxonomy.
Thank you, Daisuke, for those comments. Ashok, would you just like to share your view, please?
Yes, I think this is a probably kind of the middle way solution, because this is a very difficult one. If you really look at, like Lou explained very nicely, it's a pretty dilemma. So in my opinion, the best, you know, the middle route would be, you know, the delay the deprecations and obviously then provide, you know, the guidance. Because if you refer to where a lot of, you know, the dual listed company, you know, the report, according to their rule 6.5.42, deprecated element cannot be used according to that particular rule is. So so I would say, you know, the delay, the deprecations, you know, the for foreseeable time, maybe 1 year, 2 year, and then explain in the guidance when it would be totally deprecated. So I think that's the best solution.
Okay, thanks, Ashok. So you're an option two person, are you? All right, let's hear from Joel. Joel is an option two person. Joel, can we hear from you, please?
Thank you, Anne. Yes, I am an option two person. And one idea that I would share with the IFRS team is, if you really want to disencourage the use of deprecators, you could probably use IFRS formulas, and that way you would narrow the use of these deprecated elements. And yeah, Lou was explaining it. I think I would also follow the FASB example on how they deal with deprecateds. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Joel. Shelley, would you like to come in with your question?
Sure. I'm also an option two person. I have a question on option one. So are you suggesting the current period, we need to use the current version of the taxonomy and prior version we use the prior version of taxonomy, or because the deprecated entry point cannot be imported. So if we were to use the deprecated element, then we would have to create extension based on that deprecated element. So I think that's basically what we're doing right now. For current year, we're using the current element, but for prior year, the comparable period, then we would use the prior element, but because the element has been deprecated, we have to create an extension for it. Is that the suggestion, or are you suggesting that in one file we use two versions of taxonomy? And is that possible? Can we do that?
So our proposal was to use two different versions of the taxonomy, not to use deprecated element, but to use the earlier version of the taxonomy, yes.
Okay, so I think that some providers might wanna check. I don't know if all software is built to handle it that way. I would have to check with our IT team as well. But I think we're used to the approach that we have been doing here in the U.S. You know, we're using the prior elements for the prior period and the new elements for the after adoption. So we're used to that approach, and I think it would be really nice that we can use the same approach for IFRS as well. So I vote for option two.
Thank you, Shelley. Suzanne.
Can you hear me okay? Because I was disconnected. Not
yes,
sure everything
we can.
Came back. Okay, thank you.
Yes, yes,
I think,
we can, Suzanne.
Because everything got shut down. So I think it's option two that we would support, which is our viewpoint would be while there's accounting guidance or that allows or permits elements, that those elements should stay available and not, and actually not be deprecated until they're no longer truly allowed. So transition guidance in our view is a live sort of accounting guidance. So it should stay, all the elements that go with that should stay available. If that, and that's all thanks. We have to say.
Thanks, Suzanne. Abinla.
Oh, thank you, and I just have one comment in relation to option one, actually. My understanding is that at the moment, the element in the taxonomy, I think the taxonomy team tried to align the contents of the taxonomy with the IFRS standard. Basically the binding book. So basically the element in the taxonomy should only include those that related to the effective accounting standard. So so with that, I think if we go for option two, this may be not quite consistent with that approach. So it looked like I kind of think about option one more than option two. So that my comment.
Thank you, Binla. Vivek, do you want to come back in?
Yes, so I shared Anna's comment from ESMA. So Anna could not attend the meeting,
yes,
but she shared ESMA's concerns on our proposal. So her concerns are also similar to those of the other ITCG members. Some key points from her comments are, first, RTS on SF includes only full IFRS entry point, and it does not include deprecated entry point of the IFRS taxonomy. And further, under the SF requirements, issuers cannot mix two different versions of the taxonomy in the same filing. So issuers have to create custom tags to tag the non-restated comparatives under option one. Therefore, they are also not in favor of the option one. They are also not convinced with the disadvantage of risk of wrong tagging, because they think that this risk always exists since some vendors import both full IFRS entry point and deprecated schema files in their softwares, and display both sets of the elements with same prefixes. So this is the comment from Esma, and now we'll discuss option two. So second topic, change in policy to retain the elements of superseded IFRS standard. Okay. The IFRS taxonomy contains reference notes that show the effective and expiry dates of elements, as we can see in this slide. If we decide to go for option two, we would propose to add reference notes to indicate that the elements of superseded standards are meant to tag non-restated comparatives only. So reference note would have this life cycle where elements of superseded standards will have reference note as expired, then expiry date, and then in brackets, used for non-restated comparatives only. We also considered these options, but rejected for the reasons mentioned here. Now the second question to the ITCG members is, do you agree with our proposal to change the reference notes of elements of superseded standards? If not, what alternative option would you suggest and why?
Okay, I'm just going to note that we have a message from Kuma Zwain, who was also supporting option two. So thanks for that, Kuma. And we'll go to Lewis for his comments in relation to question two.
Right. My only observation there is I think you actually need 3 years. You need to retain those elements in the taxonomy for 3 years, not just two, if I'm understanding the approach you're taking here. Because if you have 2 year, you know, additional periods for comparative, as you cycle through that over over year to year financial statements, I think you're going to find you need three periods. Does that make sense? You can certainly take that offline and check it.
Okay, so when the standard is effective, we'll just deprecate. We are like in existing policy, we deprecate that element. And now as per new policy, we'll keep this element. And for the next 2 years, we'll continue those elements. So this
So the current period. So the current period, the current taxonomy plus two additional taxonomies?
Plus two additional. This is what our proposal was here. To retain for two further years, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else comments on question two, please? Slide 16. Daisuke, would you like to make your comment, please?
Yes. About slide number 15, rejected options, and number one. So, in my opinion, so this option one is, I think it's very useful to make a presentation group in the duplicated tag, because so tree structure is the one of the advantage of XBR taxonomy, and it's easy to find the tag. So if the tag have tree structure hierarchy. So my request is create the presentation group for the superseded IFRS taxonomies tag.
Okay.
Pirek, may I just
thank you for that comment. Hello, is someone speaking?
Yeah, I just want to comment on this.
Rita.
If you don't mind.
Rita, hello.
Hi. No, instead of creating a new IFRS taxonomy presentation group, which of course would require more resources to set up and maintain, would it also be okay if we were to consider keeping the existing IFRS taxonomy presentation group for the predecessor standard, may, for instance, use a different label for that presentation group, for instance, a label that says predecessor standard or things like that, just to make it clear? That's okay. Would that work for you too?
So it means
Dasuki, are you still with us? Would you like to respond to Rita?
Rita. So it means presentation group is not necessary for those tags, right?
Yeah, so we have all these elements for the predecessor group is in a specific presentation group already within the IFRS taxonomy. So instead of setting up a new presentation group, one option which would require, of course, additional resources, one option is to keep the existing presentation group, but in the label of that presentation group, make it very clear that this is a presentation group that you only can use for the predecessor standard and for comparatives only.
I mean, comparatives only. A presentation group.
Yeah. Maybe what we do, that's okay. Maybe after this meeting, we'll discuss and then we will illustrate what we have in mind, and then we will ask the view of the IPCG members.
Okay.
Okay. We've got a couple of people agreeing with what Rita's saying. So Bin La is agreeing with Rita on the proposal of grouping. Ronald has made a point similar to Daisuke. Ronald, do you want to come in, or are you happy with Rita's response? Could you give us a view there?
Well, yes, I had the same comment as Daisuke. It's about how to find and identify really those tagging that is just to be used for a specific purpose. And I'm happy with if Rita can come up after the meeting, come back and show how that will look like. If there is already a presentation group available and just the label needs to be changed, that seems to be fair. But I have a hard time to visualize that at this time. So a follow-up on that would be appreciated.
Okay, thanks, Ronald. So Rita will follow up. The team will follow up. Peter added a comment that he thought that the idea of the additional notes was sensible. Also, Ashok was comfortable with the idea that the staff are proposing of additional notes. However, where we'll leave this is that Rita and staff will follow up on this point that's been raised regarding the presentation group and using the labelling. Lewis, are you happy with that? Do you need to add anything at this point? Lewis? Do you have anything to add at this point?
I'm good with that. I was giving you a visual thumbs up, but that.
Oh, sorry. At the moment, with the slide, this it's gone very small with the slides on the screen.
I'm good.
Okay, so Vivek, back to you. Have you got what you'd need, Vivek?
Yes. So I'll just highlight some key points from ESMA on option two, so that they are, okay. So they are in strong favor of option two. They are of the opinion that the IFRS taxonomy should maintain all elements which are expected to be used by the issuers to tag their IFRS financial statements, including the non-restated comparatives. and the element should be deprecated only when they are not expected to be used at all. The annotations that these elements should be used only for non-restated comparatives should be provided in a structured way to ensure this information could be easily and automatically read by softwares. They believe that the use of reference notes would be useful. However, it is not the ideal and should not be the only approach, since it would not provide an easy way for software vendors to identify such elements due to the other information, which is also part of the references, that is pointers to the IFRS standards. They think that use of separate presentation group or implementation notes would serve better for this purpose, as they would be more visible to the issuers and vendors. And the more places this information is visible, the lower would be the risk for issuers to use such elements inappropriately. Does anyone have any view on this? Or?
Thanks, Vivek. It doesn't look like any members wish to comment further on the ESMA comments. So anything else, Vivek, before we close this item? Suzanne is indicating that she is comfortable with the ESMA views, that they make sense, and she has no further comments. Vivek, have we got enough on this item?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for your comments. Extremely helpful. Thank you. Right. Thanks, Vivek. So that is the close of item agenda paper 1.